Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Emily, and we are here with episode 2 of Bose & Company. We had so much fun filming our first episode, and I loved all of the response that I received from you guys. And today we are back with the same guest, Elizabeth, my younger sister, to join us. So welcome, Elizabeth.
Hello,
we are excited
everyone.
To have you. Thank you for coming up here again.
I am so tickled to be invited back. It was such a ball last time that I am just excited to be here again.
Amazing. We really did have such a great time filming the first podcast, and we've been brainstorming ever since about topics that we wanted to share with you. And I think we're going to start off again with our highs and lows, our pits and peaks, because that seemed to go over well.
That's the perfect icebreaker.
And it's great to jumpstart and also reflect on the week. So, Elizabeth, since you are my company today, why don't you go ahead and share with us your highs and lows? And I see that you have little notes.
Yes. So last time I went just off the cuff.
Yes.
And boy, was that confusing for the viewer because I was just rambling. So this week I made some little notes, and my peak, it was July 4th weekend, and there was a lot of peaks, a lot of mini little mountains. But
yes,
the peak of them all was July 4th evening. I'm going to paint the picture. July 4th evening. The sun is setting. There's nobody out on the lake except our family on a boat, cousins, aunts, uncles, everyone's there, grandparents. We are just cruising for a bruising. And it was the most fun time. My uncle was turning, the waves were crashing, we were screaming and dancing along to these fantastic 80s throwbacks. So that was my peak. It was just quality family time.
Yes. Well, I would say overall July 4th weekend was a peak. And I honestly think we might have to break it up into sections about...
Let's do our pits and peak. And then let's really get into what happened on July 4th.
What really happened? What was your low for the week?
Well, you know what? I actually had a really low weekend. There was a moment where I was like, this can't get worse. Like, the only way...
I cannot go on. I actually was writing a few of your lows down on my notes, because I kept thinking, I kept listening to them. I'm like, you have a lot of lows.
I had a lot of lows.
I honestly couldn't think of a low for me, but it's not my turn, so go ahead.
So I had a lot of lows. But, you know, I didn't let the lows stop me. I just kept persevering. So it first started off, there's three lows, and then one really just takes the cake. First started off with, I smashed my finger into the fruit bowl.
Yes.
And it might not sound like it hurts, but let me tell you, that porcelain fruit bowl is lethal.
Lethal.
So, you know, I thought I broke my finger.
Yes.
It was black and blue, but, you know, it healed up quick. I bounced back.
Yeah.
So that was the first one. The second one was tripping off the dock. I think I bruised my dignity more than my feet.
I wasn't there when
you were right there. You were right there. We were walking with my iced coffee and these adorable Sam Edelman shoes.
I was there. I do remember that.
Yeah.
And the thing is it just like these things happen to you. Like, your finger was smashed and I was right there and I was like, you good? Like, are you okay? And then we just moved on, and then you almost fell and I'm like, get up.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. People are looking.
Right. Exactly.
So yeah, that was the two. And then we got into a fight.
Oh, we actually did get into a fight.
That was really bad.
That was funny.
That was like right before the lowest point.
Like, screaming at each other.
Screaming. You don't do the dishes. No, you don't do the dishes. Like, it was bad, guys. But, like, we just bounced back. Neither one of us apologized.
No,
we don't apologize. There's no reason to apologize because we both know we're sorry that we fought.
Yeah.
And we both love each other.
I love you so much. No, but I wasn't even, like, honestly, like, I know this sounds crazy. I wasn't even that upset with you as I was fighting. I was like, this is just, like,
I'm
it's
like,
just
let's
annoying.
Just
we just need to, I was honestly just tired and I wanted to go to bed. And it gave us a good reason to go to bed early.
And I was like, let's just get the facts straight, okay? And I said it in a loud voice. So
we were both in the wrong. Honestly,
I
don't even know what we were talking about.
I mean, I do, but we're not going to get into it on this podcast.
Each other on the podcast. So this is recorded.
So yeah, that was right before the lowest point. Went to bed just mentally and physically exhausted. My finger was hurt. My dignity was bruised. Our relationship was in turmoil.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm done. And then the next morning, I arose in a pleasant mood, had my coffee, was getting changed. And I was like, oh, darn it. Like, I opened my, I have a little makeshift closet. Okay, so I tried to explain this to the intern and he didn't really get it. But I have this little nook, this little closet. I put a tension rod up so that I can hang clothes at the lake house. And, you know, I put too many clothes on the tension rod and it falls just bang on the ground all the time. I think there's an intruder in my room.
Right.
And so I wake up in the morning and the tension rod has fallen. So I'm like, okay, let me put the tension rod back up.
This happens a lot, you would say.
It happens a lot.
The tension rod. Now, arguably, if you, this does happen a lot, why don't you just put less clothes on there?
Great question.
Yeah.
I have nowhere else to put the clothes.
Okay. So you can put them in my room because my tension, actually, I don't have tension rods.
You have a
I
full
have
closet.
Rods.
You have a beautifully curated closet.
California closet situation. And you really do have a nook. Honestly, I don't even think it was meant to be a closet because one of them has built-ins and then the other one is just looks like a empty storage.
Right. So that's why I call it
my
makeshift
closet. Remember when you used to take naps in there? Sorry.
Like last week.
That was a total side note.
No, it's actually a really cozy place. I highly suggest Nooks for...
Anyway, continue.
Anyway. So anyways, the tension rod's fallen. All of my clothes are on the floor. Ah, whatever. I'm like, so I go and I put the tension rod back up on the wall. And I hang a few things. Heavy things, might I add. Blazers. This beautiful patio dress from Farm Rio. Just like quality pieces.
The essentials.
They're hanging. So probably let's say 8 pieces are hanging on this tension rod. So I bend down. I'm below the tension rod. And all of a sudden, the tension rod and all the clothes, bam, down on my head. It falls on my head. I go blind. I can't see.
No, yeah.
Black screen. Yeah. Just like, I'm out. I'm out.
Silence.
Time out. Like, I'm done.
Time out.
So I scream bloody murder.
Yeah.
Because I've been struck in the back of the head with probably 10 pounds of weight.
Your closet collapsed on you.
My closet collapsed on me. So I, you know, pop back up and I'm like, I'm concussed.
You're done. Yeah, for the weekend.
This is over. July 3rd. Like, this is like my lowest point. So immediately I get on the internet. You're not supposed to look on your phone if you have a concussion. I get on the internet. I diagnose myself with 3 different things. And that was my lowest pit.
How, first of all, medically speaking, how is your head right now?
So medically speaking, I still have a headache.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Like in the back of your head?
Back of my head. And I'm like, well, you know, I didn't sleep well the next night because...
I think that it's probably bruised.
I might have like a goose egg in the back of my head.
Yeah. Okay. So
that was just, I want
like, to... A reminder to get that checked out.
So, you know, bad things happen in threes.
Yeah.
Those are my 3 bad things. And it was a really low point. I was just sobbing on my floor.
Oh my God.
Surrounded by all of these wonderful pieces of clothing. And I was like, I have nowhere else to go but up. Like, this is rock bottom.
But I will say, because all those bad things happened to you, it gave you the inspiration to make that TikTok. And the TikTok did really well. And you got a bunch of TikTok
and
followers.
I wonder,
so that's the silver lining.
Do they like when I'm low? Like,
no, it was just fun. I don't know if they actually believed you that those things happened. Like, I think they thought that it was just... like you were making it up to go along with a storyline, but those things, like your closet collapsed on you.
The
fruit bowl attacked
and
you.
And my foot, you know, let out.
And you got in your own way. So those all things. Well, I think that, you know, last week I had the bird attack and I didn't think that I could go any lower than that this summer.
Right.
And it's only been up from there, really.
Yeah.
Other than my new fear of birds. But for you, you know, I hope that you heal quickly.
Thank you.
We should definitely look into getting some medical attention.
Maybe a concierge doctor on hand.
If we could get her head checked out, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Okie doke. So
what were your peaks and pits?
Wow, I completely forgot what we were talking about because we just went so in depth. But I'm glad that you're feeling better and you look great. So,
oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Burnt to a crisp.
We did get a lot of sun this.
But we'll get into that later.
Okay, we'll get into that. We're just kind of hopping, skipping about. But my high was just the whole weekend. It was a stellar weekend.
It was a banner weekend.
We did on the night before July 4th. So that was Sunday night. We went out to one of our favorite restaurants and we had a graduation dinner for me. So we were planning on doing kind of like a nice dinner at some point throughout the summer. And my mom kind of decided that it would be the night before July 4th. We went to our favorite restaurant. We had like a 4-hour dinner with multiple courses. I have never eaten so much food in my life. And
decadent.
I wore a new dress that was actually sent to me from Anthropology. And we had a champagne cheers. And they wrote congratulations on a plate for me. So
But that, really, it was the congratulations and chocolate that really, you know.
So it was a really fun night mixed with the excitement of the next day, July 4th. So I loved that we celebrated moi. I would say that that was a high. I honestly don't think I have a low. Well, I guess we were screaming at each other, so that would probably be... Okay, so now we're going to kind of take you through our full July 4th weekend, because there were a lot of moving parts to what we did, and I thought it'd be fun to also talk about our traditions that we do as a family with July 4th. So
let's get into
Saturday. Friday I went downtown to Claire's apartment, and I went out with her friends, which was super fun. And then Saturday we had our good friend John up and just bebopped around the town, and that was also very. We had an amazing lunch that day.
Oh wow! So yes. I want to hear. So you went out with the Claire and Connor and their friends, and I was really excited for you because it was your first.
We were supposed to go to a Guardians game, and then it decided to torrential downpour. Yeah. So then the game got delayed until about 10 o'clock, and then it ended up just getting rescheduled until the next day. So I was in full, like, you know, head to toe right. Baseball
gear.
I was dressed to go to a baseball game.
Take me out to the ball game.
I was looking forward to my hot dog. I was ready to cheer, and then it just got canceled. So we ended up just going out to dinner, and we sat right on the water, which was not on the water because we were inside because it was raining. actually, I was sitting right by like a garage door, and we had to close it because all the rain was coming in during the
hurricane.
And then we just went out right after that, which was pretty fun. And then the next day, Claire and I had a really fun, like, coffee. Oh, her pool opened up on the top floor of her apartment. So I saw that. And it was just really nice for the two of us to hang out together.
I love that.
And then Saturday I was with you and John.
So while you were at the Guardians game, I was with our grandparents and our parents at the boat club for dinner. And let me tell you, that was a crowd to be a part of.
How was that?
It was really fun. I was wearing a gingham little romper that I ended up wearing on July 4th for dinner.
Okay.
It was really fun. And I had a great time. I loved the attention with them. And then the next morning, as you said, John came into town. Okay. So then John came in the next morning, and it's kind of been a tradition that he comes July 4th weekend for just some event, some extravaganza.
Yes.
And so he came in, and we immediately went to this lunch, and we were going to go and get salads. And he was like, you know what? I want something greasy. And I was like, who doesn't want something?
Who doesn't? It sounded really good.
We went to Main Street Grill and we got milkshakes, corn dogs, fries, burgers. Like, we had
two meals at one point. He had a hamburger, a corn dog. I had an amazing corn dog. We had full milkshakes in the middle of the day, Diet Cokes. At one point at the end of the meal, there was a point where my head was spinning, and I actually got up from the table and I went to the bathroom because we had so much food. We were all kind of feeling a little nauseous. But then we walked around and we went to an antique shop, which was super fun. We always like seeing little baubles that we can find there. And then we went to the farmer's market, and we ran into actually our grandparents who were stocking up for the weekend. And then just caught up with him, which was super lovely. Okay, so then Sunday rolled around and our cousins showed up, and our cousins usually stay over at my grandparents' house. Now, our grandparents, I think maybe I've mentioned this before, they have a house right across the lagoon from us. So they stay with my grandparents, and then our cousin Peter, who is going to be a senior in high school, he loves to jet ski. So you guys went jet skiing.
Guys, he's an animal out there. Like, I stay away from him on the lake because the things that he can do on the jet ski are outrageous.
Crazy.
Like, I'm like, I can't be liable for any of this.
No.
So we went out on the lake, and the water was so warm. I legitimately believed I was a character in Mamma Mia.
Low bar, because you always romanticize your life. You always...
To delusion. Yeah. So I was out there listening to this fantastic new song. It's called Betty.
Uh-huh.
And I love it.
Yes.
I absolutely love it. So we were out there for a while. Dad was out there. And then we all... We anchored our jet ski.
We rolled in.
Beep, 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 beep. And so then we all went swimming, which was really fun.
That's super cute.
It was really cute. Yeah. That was when I started getting sunburnt. And then Sunday. Uh-huh. Then cut to Sunday night.
Well, we went out to dinner. That was a celebratory dinner for me. And then Monday we wake up, and this is where the fun really begins. And I was talking about this with Mom as we were kind of rehashing the weekend. And I think that... I love this about our family, but we follow our traditions so
literally, like, if there's one deviation from the set schedule, it's over. Like,
we lose our minds.
And we're like, what is going on? And we're like that with every single holiday, I've kind of realized. We are people who love to celebrate. We love tradition. And we cannot handle if we...
we can't stray from the path unless every single person agrees to.
Yes. So we always have the same day for every July 4th. Now, we didn't go to the parade this year because we kind of wanted to sleep in, which I personally liked that adjustment.
And I think it's because we're older.
Yeah.
So we don't get up that early.
Right.
Anymore.
Yes. And so we slept in, we had a lovely brunch, and then we usually go down to the beach all day, and we have this like big beach set up, and all of our neighbors are down there, and there's the volleyball tournament, and there's little games for the small children, which was really
sometimes
fun.
Which sometimes
we participate in. So we were on the beach all day, and that was really, really fun.
It was really fun. So I honestly am not the biggest fan of the beach. Like, when I get down, I love the idea.
Yeah.
But when I get down there, I'm like, okay, like, what do we do?
Right. Yes.
So
I would say the beach, I don't mean to cut you off, but I would say the beach is the most fun on July 4th.
It is, because there's so many people. There's so many, as I would say, to play with.
Yeah.
So my cousin was there, Peter, as we just mentioned, and we played Procadema.
Yes.
Which I was calling Crocadema.
Oh.
It's Procadema.
It's Procadema.
Yeah. Sponsored by Procadema.
Procadema.
And we played for probably an hour just on the beach. My tendonitis in my shoulder was flaring up. Because, and then we were throwing the football back and forth, and that is when I truly got the burntest.
Oh, was that's when you think?
Yeah, because I was just out in the sun.
And by the way, we wear sunscreen. I don't want you to think that we just
fly
out there. We protect our skin. It's just sometimes the reapplying. You're just kind of like in the moment.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, what? I need to do what? And we're so fair that that can also happen. I kept a hat and sunglasses on all day because I wanted to protect my face. Why don't you talk a little bit about what you wore on July 4th?
Oh, I would love to. So honestly, I had a whole set thing of what swimsuit I was going to wear, because that's really the biggest outfit of the day.
Yes.
And I was going to wear this light blue kind of frilly two-piece.
Okay.
But then I said, no, let's wear something more patriotic.
Yes.
So cut to mom coming in with this just delightful one-piece. It was red on top, blue on the bottom, striped, really fun. And then I had a blue sarong.
And where was the swimsuit?
Which is so right.
The way you just tilted your head.
I just looked at you with a loving gaze.
Oh, no. Where did you get your bathing suit from? Just so people know.
I believe it was J.Crew Factory.
Okay, good. And then the sarong was from where?
You know, that's from years past.
Oh, was it older?
I don't actually know.
Mom, oh, I never
it
older? Seen
You know what? We just heard from our producer, Ann, that it was from J.Crew Factory.
We heard from behind the table, it is from J.Crew.
Yep,
it's, we're getting an approval from J.Crew Factory.
J.Crew Factory. And I wore this lovely hat.
I liked your hat.
Because I think it was Memorial Day, my scalp got really burnt.
Oh, really?
And that's something I've never experienced before.
Well, we have such dark hair that I find that my hair can get super hot.
It's like a furnace on my head.
It's like a furnace on your head, yeah. So you looked ravishing.
Thank you.
So cute. Claire had a red, white, and blue bathing suit on as well. And she had on a cute, it was like an Oxford linen
totally
cover up. I had on a all red one shoulder bathing suit from J. Crew.
Striking, might I add.
Thank you. How kind of you.
I know you weren't fully on board with
it. I wasn't.
But you looked striking. And sometimes you just can't see what you look like, you know?
Yeah.
It's like when you take a picture of a sunset and it doesn't capture how beautiful the sunset is. You don't blame the sunset. You blame your phone.
What a glorious analogy.
Let's put that on a pillow.
Okay. So I wore the one piece. It was from J. Crew. It had a little bow on the corner. Super fun. And then I had like a classic linen, light blue and white stripe, very coastal grandmother for my cover up to stay protective. And I wore a hat and sunglasses all day. And I really liked the look. I ended up being okay with it. It took some convincing. I always like a one piece for July 4th because we're moving around. As you just said, you know, sometimes you're playing games. Sometimes you're playing.
All day. I'm playing
all
games.
Day. So you want to be comfortable.
Yeah. You want to be mobile.
After the beach, we decided to continuing on with our traditional schedule. We went on our cousin's boat. They usually bring their boat up, which that was so much fun because we decided to go tubing.
Ugh.
And something about me, which maybe some people listening to this podcast can relate to, but I typically don't jump in the water or get near the water or
or think about the water
or
touch the water. Like, it's, you're just not, I'm not going to say this in a mean way, but you're not adventuresome.
Yes. And that is because
my hair usually holds my back. I'm on a hair washing schedule and it takes so long to do my hair. I'm not going to get into it because it's like kind of a whole thing. But
totally.
But basically my hair was done. I had to wash it anyway. So I was like, I'm going to jump in the water. So we all went tubing. I went tubing. I was screaming out of control. I went with my cousin Catherine because she knew the signals. And I'm usually not good in those situations where I need to like...
You play possum.
I do play possum. And that really is across my whole life. I play possum. And if you're not sure what that means, it usually just means a possum plays dead. They'll just lay down and pretend like they're dead and they don't move.
And hope that the predator leaves.
And hope that the predator leaves. So it's a very non-confrontational way of getting out of
things. Very passive.
Very passive. And that is how I operate, is I just... Physically, sometimes I freeze.
No, you do.
I freeze.
Like when we were on vacation and we thought someone was breaking into the hotel room.
Yes.
Emily just laid perfectly still in the bed.
Yeah.
If there had been an intruder, you would have been killed.
No, but similar to a possum, you're not going to bother somebody who is already asleep, you know? That's how my mind works. So.
No, no, I'm not going to take her because she's sleeping.
Yeah, because I'm not in their way.
She's in a deep slumber.
I was in a deep sleep. So if I'm in an uncomfortable situation or I'm in a situation that I don't know how to handle, I typically play possum. That relates to the two because I didn't want to go super fast. And I told my uncle that and he was fine. But at one point it was getting a little out of control and I was freaking out. But luckily Catherine, my cousin, was there to help signal to slow down. However, I'm really happy that we went tubing. I thought it was super fun. And then I did jump in the water after that. I actually almost, you weren't there, but I got up.
No, I saw the whole thing. I was in the water already. Emily hops up onto the edge of the thing and she's like, I'm going to jump off. And I was like, okay, go girl. So she gets up there and then the boat starts rocking and then she almost falls backwards.
Yeah. Falls backwards, falls forward. Yeah. And then I just jumped off the ledge and I was like, and this is why I don't jump in the water. Now, I think it was just because I had a balance issue and it was on me. And then I just hurled my body in the water and it was super fun.
I loved that water moment because nobody was out there.
Yes.
We're all swimming around like little guppies.
It was actually quite magical.
It was magical.
And I filmed the whole thing. So if you go to my TikTok, you can kind of see a little recap of it.
And then I decided to do a belly flop. And I was like, it's a bitsy belly flop. Like,
that was funny, though.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
No, I got so much water up my nose. It really, really hurt, but I didn't let anyone know.
I just feel like once I get in the water, I like have to keep my feet up because I freak out about what's underneath me.
I
lose my mind. My mind.
That's a real fear. And what's that one actress... That's a comedian. Anyways, she has that fear too.
I don't know what's in the water.
You don't know what's in the water. Yeah. I was, you know, sometimes I get on like fishing TikTok and I saw this. No, like it's a thing. And there was a massive fish that was found in a lake. And I was like, what is going on?
Well, the moment I got on the tube, I turned to Catherine and I was like, what is underneath us? And she was like, it's okay. I mean, I can barely handle a lake, so I can't even imagine being in the ocean.
But everyone's like, oh, you can see what's in the ocean. But everything I'm seeing is going to kill me.
Right.
So I'd rather not see something that's not going to kill me.
Right.
In the murky waters of Lake Erie.
Actually, maybe like this fear comes from when we were younger and we were in Key West and that shark almost came after us. Do you ever think that that's where it stems from?
Not for me, because I was, I had pneumonia and was on the boat.
Quick
as a backstory.
I'm going to tell the story in 0.2 Please. Seconds. So we were really little. Elizabeth was a baby. Like she was still being held.
I was two.
So I,
well,
must
I was
have
being
been...
held at 11.
Yeah.
So.
Low bar. So I was maybe like 4 or 5. I remember it. And we were on a family vacation. We were in Key West. We went out to a sand reef bar.
Dune?
Sand dune. I didn't know what the sand reef.
That's a reef is like coral, right?
I'm not a marine biologist.
just so uncommon sense.
Whatever. Oh, sandbar.
Sandbar.
We're hearing again
our producer, Anne from the back room just said it's a sandbar. Thank you, Anne.
So I was in a sandbar and we stopped the boat to go out and swim a little bit. And we had rafts and noodles and it was really fun. And it was just myself, Claire, and my dad was in the water. And Elizabeth was sick when she was like at the time.
I've said it now 3 times. I was 2.
She was 2.
You were such a cute baby.
Oh, yeah.
That's for another time.
Yeah. And then you were on the boat with mom. So anyway, the captain starts saying very aggressively, like, Terry, get back on the boat. And my dad's honestly not really listening because he's just like living his life.
Yeah.
So turns out there was a hammerhead shark.
A hammerhead
coming at us. And by seconds, I remember getting picked up and hurled onto the boat, hurled Claire up. Obviously, my mom's yelling at my dad, I can live with a one-legged husband, just save my children.
Right.
And then he, you know, hurled himself up there as well and jammed his legs so hard onto the boat. Do you remember that? No. And then it was like black and blue.
I was two. So let's stop saying, do I remember that?
Why don't you remember it? Pay attention. So she clearly was not very attentive at two. Okay. But I perfectly remember that whole situation. So I
really?
Think that my fear, well, yeah, because
you
it was
five.
Kind of traumatic. And then we saw the shark kind of like slink past our boat. I mean, it was seconds. And
it's
I think
crazy.
that's why I never get in the water now.
You know why I don't get in the water is because when I was little, I watched River Monsters. Who let me watch River Monsters?
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
That's not, mine is like actually makes sense. That's just turn off the TV.
I couldn't turn it off.
I was two.
So that was tubing.
Oh yeah. Sorry. Back to tubing. I don't know how we got into our fears, but
I got onto the tube with Claire and Claire didn't want to go as fast as I did. So that kind of put a damper on things.
Just throwing her right under the bus.
No, but like Claire is very like, let's stay safe. And I'm like, let's hurl ourselves through the water.
But to defend Claire, I was the same way. I did not want to go super fast. And I was anyway, continue.
No, I mean, it was definitely safe of her.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anywho, so then, yeah, we swam around, got back on the boat, and then we are always cutting it very close
yes.
for dinner time. So our aunt and uncle dropped us off. We scurried back, showered and changed, mm-hmm. and then we went over to our grandparents' house where we have this big dinner.
Amazing. Yeah. We always cut it, like dinner was at 6:00. And we got back at like 5:30, completely unshowered. I ran through all the neighbors' yards. And
no, she did, guys. Like I was, you know, kind of fast walking. And all of a sudden I see this blaze of red, this one shoulder red bow dashing through the neighbor's yard.
Dashing. Because it's like a hard 6:00. Like yeah. Grammy says dinner's at 6:00. Like you better be ready. So we got ready very fast, came back, had a lovely dinner. My cousin made ribs, which was fun. Joyce, our grandmother, had a plethora of food, a lovely spread. It was delicious. And then the cousins all went up to get ice cream together. And then after that, we went on another boat ride with
and this
the family.
One's more, you're not getting in the water.
You're not getting in the water.
This lagooning.
Is, right. This is the dancing boat ride. As we mentioned earlier, we have such a set schedule to this that we have to stick to. There was a tambourine involved.
There was a tambourine.
We were singing, we were dancing, and then we went to the beach and we watched some fireworks together
yeah.
as a fam, which was really fun. So that was the whole day. I mean, it was a marathon.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. As I say, you sprint through the marathon. So that the
oh. Did you make that up?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Yeah.
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 Maybe this is why I have shin splints.
Yeah. Your closet collapsed on you. Was that the sprint you were talking about? And then I had the deepest sleep. I woke up this morning. I didn't know
what time
where
did you get up?
I was like 9:30.
Okay.
Late. So I woke up and then Grammy actually stopped over today really quick,
that.
But then she had to go to pickleball. Sorry. I feel like we're just using the podcast to catch up with each other.
No, but how are you?
How are you? So that was our weekend. I hope you all had a really fun, safe, and relaxing July 4th. It's going to take us some time to kind of get back into our schedule. I feel like July is one of those months that there's always so much going on.
I completely agree with you. It's like December. I feel like December,
yes.
May, and July are those months where everyone is busy. May because of graduations,
okay.
and baptisms and whatever, you know, like that type
yeah.
of thing. And springtime. And then July, it's like vacation, July 4th.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just summer activities. I literally just made two activities
per
month.
Two things.
And then Christmas is December.
Yeah. So July is the new December. July is the new December
yeah.
is
yeah.
basic. Or maybe it was always the December, whatever. Anyway.
Might I just add before we get into anything else that we really brought out the summer I turned pretty into our July 4th.
Okay, so
I'm totally cutting you off. Might I say something rash that the summer I turned pretty copied us?
They didn't know it. Wait, before we get into anything. Okay, a couple things. We watched the summer I turned pretty. We'll talk about that in a moment. The author Jenny Han follows me on TikTok.
So you told me this and I checked it. I think it's actually like a filter that people use on TikTok to say follows you. Did you actually go to her TikTok and see if she followed you back?
Yeah, she did. Okay, but it doesn't show up, but I have like 10 screenshots.
Did it come up on your For You page and say she follows you? I think that's a filter or something that people use to try to clickbait you.
Seriously?
Yeah. No, that's so embarrassing to break it to you, but like you can check again and see if you go to her TikTok page and it says follow back, then that means she follows you.
Wait, there's a filter?
I don't know if it's a filter or something, but it's happened to me multiple times where I'm like, oh my gosh, this person with like a million followers follows me. It says in a little white box, follows you. Then I click on their profile and it doesn't say follow back on the screen.
Yeah. And then if you go to the following list, like I can't find my name.
Okay. Well, you just...
What a fool I am. What a fool.
I mean, you just said it yourself.
I mean, so. I think I just cracked my own code.
Strike that from the record.
But why would they do that? That is a sick game. I wanted Jenny Han to follow
me. Well, I know.
And who really was honored. I think I announced it to the family.
You just announced it to the podcast.
I honestly might cut this out because this is extremely embarrassing for me.
It's okay. You didn't know.
I'm going to look into this because I think you are on to a strong theory. Social media, it's like these tricks and games.
It's all clickbait.
Stop it. Stop it. I can't take it. I cannot. You got my hopes up. But anyway, we watched The Summer I Turned Pretty. We finished it in 2 days. Was that just, when did we finish it? Last week?
It was last week.
Okay, I guess it was. Time's moving so quickly. But I loved the series. Oh. The thing is I never read the books. I want to go back and read the books because I think that would really enhance the experience. The whole aesthetic, meaning like the set design and where it took place. A few of the decorations that were in the show we had, like that garland.
Yes, right? Sur la table.
And Elizabeth and I, we're not going to give any spoilers away because that's not what this podcast is about. But we were crying by the end of the show.
I was weeping.
We were weeping.
And what I would like to just point out is that it was Sabrina. The entire premise is Sabrina the movie.
Yeah. No, the whole thing is.
Which I appreciate. Like, I like that premise. But, like, let's just call a spade.
And she clearly owned up to it because she put Sabrina in the show.
The drive-in movie.
So she was acknowledging that there were similarities. I mean, it's not completely the same. Well, it kind of is. Two brothers.
Exactly.
No, I know, but I'm just really thinking about it now.
Yeah.
Sabrina is one of my favorite movies. The old one and the new movie I love.
We kind of recently just watched the new one. But also, like, where were the parents in this? These children are roaming free. We don't even know if... what's her name? Whoa. We don't even know if Belly had a license
to drive.
She was driving with Jeremiah as if...
No, she didn't have a license.
She had her temps, but you're not allowed to drive with... You have to have an adult when you have attempts.
Yeah.
That's literally one of the biggest takeaways was that she was driving with Jeremiah without a license.
Yeah. And the person who you're in the car, at least in the state of Ohio, you need to be in the car with
over
18 year old driving.
Jeremiah wasn't over 18.
No.
We need to check these facts. Let's check.
She should have been with an adult driving.
At least she was in a Volvo because that's like the safest. No, but the one time she was in a Jeep.
With like no doors on the car. But so there was like some holes in there where it's like, I don't think that's okay.
Yeah.
But
why is everyone eating muffins?
Right. But a few takeaways is I need a Smeg coffee maker right now. Like yesterday.
Ordered.
Right now. The second one was Cotillion.
Yeah.
You know, let's just talk about that. Love
let's just
that.
Talk about that dance scene.
Yeah, I know. I also loved how they used actors and actresses who we haven't seen. They weren't repeating people. It was
totally
brand new faces brought to your living room, a fresh set of people cast.
Yeah.
So highly recommend The Summer I Turned Pretty. You probably already heard about it. And you probably have already watched it by the time we're talking about this. But 10 out of 10, grab your Kleenex.
Oh, yep.
Okay, so some other updates that I wanted to talk about. A quick wedding update.
Oh, fill me in.
I know. People, I think, want to hear a little bit. I don't know if they want to hear a little bit more, but we're going to talk about it, about the wedding. And a lot has been happening.
Really?
So my mom found her dress that she is wearing to the wedding. And she also found a dress for the shower and then a few other things. So I'm just going to talk about this experience because this took place before all of July 4th. So I didn't want to forget about it. But my mom and I were over having lunch
really close by this dress shop that she wanted to check out. And I was like, let's just go to the dress shop and see what we can find. Because it was like 45 minutes away from our house, so we didn't want to make a whole day trip in case it didn't work out well. We show up to this place and we walk in, and there are two women in there named Sydney. They have the same name.
Is it Cindy or Sydney?
Sydney.
You just combined them.
Wait.
C-I-N-D-Y.
Can we get a note C-I-N-D-Y. From the producer? Wait, oh. my mind's working slower than my mouth right now. It's Cindy.
Cindy, as in Cindy Lou Who.
What?
What?
Cindy. Yeah.
Cindy.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Just to note, I was not at this.
No, Elizabeth wasn't there. Anyway, there are two. Why can't I say it? I keep wanting to say Sydney. It's Cindy. Okay. Cindy. Anyway, this is not the point of the story here. So we walk in, both women have the same name, and they were lovely. My mom started trying on dresses, and everything was just stunning. She also has a black tie wedding that she had to go to that she's going to at the end of the summer, so she found a dress for that as well. And they are just pulling pieces. Mm. They are, you know, dressing us, and these beautiful
American girl
beautiful
dolls.
Fabrics and these rich colors. And at one point, I'm in the dressing room, and we're kind of getting into a groove at this point. You know, mom's finding dresses, things are working, color palettes are going with. Fabrics are flying. And this British woman just comes into our dressing room, and she is holding a little plate of pound cake. And she's like, oh, we just have some of this extra lemon pound cake. Would you like some? And
that is a horrible British accent.
You know what? That's not what this is about. That's what she sounded like in my head. She was this little fairy that walked into my dressing room and it wasn't like, I know what you're thinking right now. You're picturing like a pound cake.
I'm picturing a cake stand. Okay. With pound cake on it.
Think of like a, no. Okay. Painted this picture wrong. I really want you to get in this. It was a green, like an emerald
green
china plate.
Ooh.
Okay, not a stand. And this was not a loaf of lemon pound cake. This was cut up already into bite sizes.
Do you think it was Starbucks lemon cake cut up?
I don't even want to put that in your head. This was a fresh baked lemon pound cake. Probably from, it was like a secret recipe. That's the vibes I was getting.
Like, English countryside home.
Right. And at first she was like, I thought she was just offering me a piece. So I take one. And then she's like, you can just take the whole plate.
Take the whole plate.
So I am in the dressing room. I'm very gauche. And I am just pounding lemon pound cake in the dressing room. I'm eating. It's delicious. And gowns are on. And then as I'm eating the lemon pound cake, one of the Cindy's was like, oh, we have this hot pink strapless gown with a bow on it that happens to be my size. And she's like, just put it on. And I'm like, okay. So I put this gown on,
right.
And I'm running around the store right
sashaying
now.
Sashaying all around.
Pas de bourrée. And the gown looks great. It fits like a glove. And everyone's like, you gotta get it.
And I was like, why don't both Cindy's mom and the lemon pound cake fairy.
Yes. And so everyone's like, you have to get the dress. And I was like, I don't have anywhere to wear this to. And they're like, it doesn't matter. You never know when you're going to need a gown. It does need to be.
Sometimes I do know when I need a gown.
It does need to be altered and taken in. So there's going to be a couple extra steps. So I got a gown. I also had some lemon pound cake. Mom found the dresses. It was a magical day. And this all took place in a very short amount of time. This is probably only an hour.
Wow.
So we moved quickly. We moved very fast. And all the dresses, you know, worked out. And we're going back for alterations next week. So you could come with us to experience this.
I would love to. It sounds like a wonderful, magical place.
It was a magical place. And actually, earlier, circling back to the lemon pound cake, I was at another meeting with mom in the morning, and they knew I was coming, so they brought me donuts. And so I am in the meeting in the morning, and I had a donut in there, and then she sent me home with four donuts. So I had two donuts before I went to lunch, and then we had lunch, and I had a salad and lobster bisque and half of a loaf of bread. So at this point, I'm not feeling so great. And then I couldn't say no to the lemon pound cake. So then after that, I was hopped up on coffee and sugar. So by the end of it, I had never eaten so much in my life, but everyone was so kind that I couldn't say no to the pastry.
And you had gout. You're now diagnosed with gout. your cholesterol is through the roof and your heart is attacking itself.
No, and it was honestly one of the best days ever. I mean, this is why you hang out with mom, because you get donuts and cake.
You know, I had a donut this morning.
I had five donuts.
What? What? Well, you had five donuts?
Not five donuts, munchkins.
What?
So you, we were leaving the lake house, and mom and I were like, we need some coffee, like our afternoon coffee. So we didn't have time to go to the normal place. I was like, let's just go through the drive-thru. So we went to Dunkin', but then the drive-thru was taking too long. So then I got out of the car and I went in, and then I was just faced with all these donuts. And I was like, you know what? If my coffee doesn't work out, I'm going to be really mad. So at least I know that the donuts will work. So then I got 5 chocolate glazed munchkins, and they came in a little tiny little box. And I ate that with my donut on the way down here. And it was amazing. Where did you get your donut from?
So actually someone in the office, it was their birthday. So then they had donuts.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it was spectacular. And it wasn't just a little old Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh.
This was a gourmet.
Gourmet.
It was a gourmet box of donuts. And I had a chocolate glaze as well. We're kind of on the same wavelength.
Well, yours was from a bakery and mine was from Dunkin' Donuts. But I kind of needed that little like jolt of sugar.
Right. And then I got a headache afterwards. So then I was convinced that my concussion was back. I didn't know if it was the sugar or the tension rod that crashed on my head.
One will never know.
We don't know.
We will never know. I would love to ask you some questions now if you're up for it. I know we did this last time. And
you know how much I love being asked questions.
And since this whole theme of the podcast was kind of talking about July 4th and the summer I turned pretty, these are questions surrounding summer.
Wow.
Okay. So the first, I don't even know how many I have. I just was brainstorming and I wrote them down. So if you could describe your summer in a color, what color would that be?
Hold up. I thought you were going to say like in a word. And I was like, well, I can't answer this question.
Color.
Feral. No. but in a color.
Yes.
Immediately what comes to my mind is this like raspberry pink.
Oh, I have my answer.
No, wait. I have another color.
Okay.
So first is like raspberry pink. But then when I really dig deep and I think it's a seafoam green with hints of this wonderful ocean blue.
I honestly did not think you were going to say that. I almost guarantee that you were going to just say a light blue. Like that coastal blue.
No, that's what I'm thinking. But there's like this undertone of mystery in this blue.
In the color. Okay.
So there's no raspberry anymore. I just want you to know that. That's such a basic.
You have a fabulous way of making such basic things so complicated. Did you know that? It's a talent at this point. Yes.
So I would like
you just made up a color.
It's a light blue. It's a mysterious blue green.
Blue green, but that has lots of depth and
just like me.
Perfect. All right. What is your ice cream order?
Again, I said it last time. These are rude questions because I don't know how to answer them.
Very indecisive.
Okay, this is what I'm going to go with. Okay. I walk up to the stand and I order a chocolate base. This is like a blizzard flurry, a chocolate base with brownie bites in it. You can't go wrong with it.
I would say that I could see that for you. Sorry, I was taking a sip of water.
Oh, quenching your thirst.
I was quenching my thirst. Okay. Sundress or white pants?
Okay. So here's the thing. I'm more comfortable in white pants. For instance, I was going to wear a dress today, but I decided white pants so I can be more mobile.
Absolutely.
But a sundress is just lovely.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with a sundress.
I would say a sundress because white pants are your day to day, but sundresses are fun. Okay. Describe to me your ideal summer day.
Honestly, this is one of the hardest questions I've ever been faced with.
How about we just break it down to the morning?
Okay. I wake up. It's bright and early. It's 7 a.m. Nobody else is up. I go downstairs. I make myself a cup of coffee and I sit on the porch and I read a book and I just gaze out. Maybe I'm writing. Maybe I'm also reading.
Why are your eyes closed this entire time? She just shuts her eyes.
Because I'm picturing
You're imagining it.
Okay. Uh-huh. Then at around 7:45, I get changed into my workout clothes and I go on a walk/run listening to delicious music. And oh my God, I opened my eyes and Emily's face was really close.
I'm leaning forward. I'm staring at her.
Okay. Uh-huh. So after my run, I come back and I get changed. People arise. We make a lovely breakfast and we go out for coffee.
Perfect. I could see that for you. I mean, that is basically your
life.
That's
my life.
That's your life. So good to see that your life is your reality.
My dream is my reality.
Or your dreams are reality. Perfect. Okay. I have this is a question if I'm going to pull out.
I am so afraid right now.
What are your thoughts on a summer fling?
Oh!
I put this down in case you were having trouble, which you were.
I was. Okay.
Go ahead and get into this and let's talk about your love.
My evil laugh. No, yeah. Anyways, Guys, I love summer flings. It's not like I've had like this whole repertoire of summer flings because I actually had a steady boyfriend there for a minute. But I just love them. And they're just good fun.
They're great
fun. Don't you think they're fun?
I think they're great fun. I mean, even on July 4th, summer.
Because all of the characters of our lives come together on July 4th, mainly because we only date boys in our neighborhood.
Let this be a public service announcement that you should not be with people close proximity unless you're planning on selling your house immediately after the relationship falls apart, which it inevitably will. So
it will, guys.
Like, just have a realtor on the line because it's not going to work out.
It's
not going to work out. And then you end up never being able to leave your house or being afraid of leaving your house. So,
and this summer I'm facing that reality.
Yes.
And especially on July 4th, I think we both were like, eek.
Should definitely find a new lake.
Yeah. Everyone uproots and leaves. But I think there's no harm, no foul in a summer fling.
Something about a summer fling is just limited to those 3 months.
I will say the one summer fling I had, he moved. Like, he sold his house and left after that summer.
Oh, do you count that as a summer fling?
Absolutely.
Okay, we count any.
We went on dates. What are you talking about?
No, I do remember that. You're right. He did move. So that was fine. We can strike that from the record.
Like, he took one for the team. Like, thank you for leaving.
Like, he got the unspoken rule. Yeah. He wasn't even as close in.
He was in the next neighborhood.
He was in the next neighborhood. It's all relative. Like, if you're going on a walk in that area, it counts. I think that it's fun entertainment. Then with us, I feel like then all of the neighbors find out about it. You know, like Carol, my grandparents' next door neighbor, shout out to Carol. We love her, but like, she knows every single thing that's happening. And so it spreads throughout the neighborhood, which is fine if things are going well.
Right.
But then,
like, oh, look, they're going to get ice cream. And then they're like, oh, look, you know, they're not speaking.
Right.
Like,
and then on July 4th, all those people show up to the same place and you have to face everybody. And then you're like, I'm just going to put my sunglasses on and my hat and
play Procodema.
Go float out in the water until this thing passes over.
I'm going to go to the buoy. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah. So those are things to consider for sure. But I just kind of wanted to bring that up in case, you know,
we can continue
this conversation as the summer goes on. Just to clarify, though, because I don't want to mislead anyone right now. You're not currently talking to anyone.
I'm not currently talking to anyone, but like, I may be talking to someone.
Just a menace look.
But I don't know.
No, you have no idea.
I don't know where I stand.
No, presently. And to clarify, I am also not. I'm just here for the storyline.
Right.
Okay. So now that, those were all my notes. Those were all my little
love it
snippets that I wanted to touch upon. So any closing thoughts you wanted to share? What's your week look like moving forward?
Great question. So since it's already Tuesday, crazy because that Monday holiday. Let's see. There's nothing much. I have work every single day, and then this weekend I'm having a friend up to the lake. And
speaking of a summer fling,
no, I'm just kidding. Totally kidding.
Are we?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
Oh, we don't know. We don't know. Okay.
I would love to know. I would love to figure that out. Somebody let me know. But so that's Saturday, and our parents have a little party on Saturday night.
Yeah, they're going to a couple shower for one of our friends.
Yeah. And then Sunday, you know, it's just going to be a very calm weekend. I think after the festivities at the 4th,
it's time for everyone to relax and catch up.
But I will say that July is when like everybody hunkers down at the lake. Like, you're there.
Right. Yeah.
You're moving in. Your water skis are put in. Mm-hmm. The jet skis. The kids have their little scooters and their
life
jackets.
Everyone has a scooter. And also,
why does everyone have a scooter?
I know we mentioned this last time in reference to the bird, but it's taken over the neighborhood. I was almost leveled the other day.
Go ahead. What were you leveled by? A scooter?
Yeah.
Children on a scooter.
Not an adult, a child.
And I think maybe it started with like the birds on campus, you know, like the lifts and the lift. What is it called? Lime. And then it kind of went residential. It went domesticated.
It hit the suburbs.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. And it's little kids and then their parents. Like, I can pinpoint the people who have scooters, which I think it makes sense because the way that our neighborhood is set up, like, they are using these scooters to get down to the beach or in some cases people's boats, I guess.
Or which, even, like,
Why can't you ride a bike though?
I saw them today. Mom and I were getting coffee this morning and I saw, like, you know, the one family that I'm talking about without the scooters.
Yeah, they're adorable.
They're adorable. I'm actually obsessed with their kids. They're so cute. Like, they were downtown with their babysitter and the babysitter was on a scooter and it was a bigger size than the kids, but a smaller size than the parents, which leads me to believe that they have a fleet of scooters. Yeah, different sizes. Wow. And do you charge them, I'm assuming?
I assume you charge them. Yeah. Can you get them in different colors? Can we get one monogrammed?
They all have them in black, but I'm sure, like, I would love to have a scooter in white.
A white
scooter.
With Bose and Company.
Oh. That free advertising we're all looking for. We do have a golf cart up at our lake house, which I think that we need to add a little something to it. It's
maybe
a white golf cart with,
like, hello?
Tan chair, like, seats.
It's just a basic golf cart.
Yeah, but it's cute.
I mean, it's street legal, but
it's street legal. For a minute there, we did not have a street legal golf cart.
And I legitimately was like, oh, it's not street legal. I'll take it on the sidewalk. So I'm cruising downtown on what looks like a stolen golf cart from our
country club. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, right off the golf course. I think it actually had a number, you know, like
it was
when
32.
You go, it was 32.
I remember it.
Not street legal, nothing like that. You took it on the sidewalk and it actually got wedged in the middle of a telephone pole and like a, what was
like
it?
A street sign. There was a street sign. Me and my friends, it was Bella.
Uh-huh.
We were cruising down the road.
You're going uphill though.
Oh, we were. No, this was going downhill.
Oh.
Uphill, we just rammed by it.
Okay.
Like, the paint was chipped off of the top of the roof.
Okay.
But then on the way down, we got lodged. We got stuck. So then the boys had to push the golf cart through the sidewalk.
Shortly thereafter.
I do believe this is the first time Mom is hearing this story.
No, I think we've told her this before that you took. I don't know if she realized it got lodged, but she knows that it went on the sidewalk.
You know,
shortly after.
For a split second, you're like, this isn't going to end well.
Yeah.
And then you make it through.
Yes. It was a good story. But now, just to clarify, we have a street legal with a license plate and you have to get gas for it. So it's a car.
It's a vehicle.
It's a vehicle. But it's still terrifying taking it out of the road.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know what that point was, but normalize scooters. All right, everyone. I think that is everything that we have to share with you today. I hope you all enjoyed and thank you so much for coming back to Bose and Company to listen to the second episode. And a big thank you to my company, Elizabeth, for joining us today.
It was such a pleasure to be here. Maybe next time we can bring some lemon pound cake.
Yes.
And a little green porcelain plate.
And we should find that woman and bring her here.
She sounds like good fun.
She was selling cashmere. She was having a cashmere trunk show. That's why she was there. Anyway, I think that for the next episode, I'm looking forward to bringing other family members on and catching up with them. But until next time, be sure to check us out on our social media. I am on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. And Elizabeth, you can find on TikTok, Bitsy, and Instagram as well. So I hope you all have a fabulous week. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you in our next episode. Bye,
everyone.